And Christmas just around the corner. It's a scary thought in and of itself, is it not? Are you ready? I'm never ready for Christmas. Say it every year. Well, the St. Vincent de Paul Society always do a great thing across our region. They've got the Vinnie's Christmas Appeal, and it's launching at the moment. And from St. Vincent de Paul, Yolanda Says joins us. Good morning to you, Yolanda. Thanks for your time today. Look, I guess there is an urgency around this time of year. What are some of the things that are putting pressure on folks as we head towards Christmas?
Yeah, thanks for having me and good morning to everyone. Look, I think it's very clear that the cost of living generally across the board is putting a lot of pressure on individuals and families, but in particular we're seeing that housing costs, so keeping up with either a mortgage or rental costs, and combination with the huge increases in energy bills is really putting a lot of pressure on people. So we know that in the past year or so, about 60% of the people that have come to Vinnie's for help are in housing stress. So they're paying more than 30% of their weekly income or fortnightly income on rent. And then you track on top of that all the energy hikes we've had, and we know that in huge numbers people are turning to us for energy assistance. So already since the beginning of the financial year, we've already given more out in energy assistance vouchers, which is a government program, than we had for the first sort of quarter. So within the first month of July, we've given out more than we had for the whole quarter of July to September. So look, a combination of all those costs of living are really putting a lot of people under pressure.
Yolanda, I guess we always think of organisations such as yours helping those predominantly homeless, and I know you continue to do that, but is this a fairly new thing where en masse, where you guys are supporting those that are in homes that are just experiencing stress of living there?
Look, it's something that Vinnie's has always done. So Vinnie's is very unique, I guess, in a way that we've always had our members who are volunteers going into people's homes and helping them where the need is. So for many, many years, Vinnie's has been a member-based organisation. And what they do is they actually visit with people in their homes and they find out what the issues are, and they provide assistance in the best way that they can. So it's not new for Vinnie's to be providing help for people in their homes who are, you know, experiencing disadvantage or experiencing poverty. But we also, of course, have a very significant number of services in the homelessness space. So, you know, we know that in Australia today there are 105,000 people experiencing homelessness, and about 17,000 of those are children younger than 12. So, of course, when we talk about homelessness, it's not just about people who are sleeping rough, which is obviously an important component of that, but also people who are just living in insecure housing. Some people sleep down, couch surfing, so sleeping on people's couches, perhaps in their cars, in, insecure caravan parks. So these people are experiencing homelessness, and Vinnie's does a lot, of course, in that space to help people get back on their feet and rebuild their lives. But, you know, the reality is that we are helping people in their homes. Many of these people, are obviously working and still not being able to meet the needs of those huge increases in both housing costs and energy costs. So that's why this Christmas appeal is so urgent, because the money that people kindly donate to Vinnie's will be used to help not only those experiencing homelessness or at risk of homelessness, but also, Australian families and individuals who are just struggling to keep their heads above water this Christmas.
Yolanda, we know that it's on the rise, those at home that are experiencing that stress and, of course, homelessness. Vinnie's always do a great job in that space. We have some information on our website for those wanting to get involved with your Christmas appeal, so we've got some links up to there. I better let you go and keep up the great work that you're doing, Leander.
Fantastic. Thanks for having us. And look, anything that anyone can give, even if it's just a small amount, will make a huge difference to someone this Christmas. So give what you can if you can, and we'd appreciate every dollar donated to us.
Thank you so much again. Yolanda Says, the Executive Director of Fundraising and Communications with St. Vincent de Paul, and we do indeed have the information on our webpage, 2NURFM.com, and the Morning Show page. You can cruise along and help out St. Vincent de Paul. 2NURFM, 103.7.